Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, telling Jason that we bought a new truck, and you know, you would think that Vinny would never buy a new truck, right? Well, he did. No, actually, the family did. And so our son was telling me that, hey, Dad, I found this truck. We think, and I said, let's go right now, right now, right now. So we bought this 1999 Dodge pickup truck, four-wheel drive, 318 engine, and from the the owner for $800, 800. And if you think about that, the guy put a new radiator in it, had the transmission rebuilt. Put a new water pump in it. Of course, he did all those things wrong, and we had to take it all apart and redo it. But, you know, he spent more than $800 in parts. And then he sold it. Put a new stereo system in it. Now, who cares about that? Because, you know, what do you do with a car radio today? Unless you're listening to Genesis Communications Network, there's no need to have a radio in your car, as far as I can tell. So, and that brings me to a point. Now, I've been debating whether I want to say this or not. How much respect do I have for radio other than Genesis Communications Network? None. That's true. Misinformation, disinformation, lies, begging for money. Is that really what radio is supposed to be? I don't think so. I think radio is supposed to be what we do right here at Genesis Communications Network. It's supposed to be to tell you the truth and to provide information. And by the way, your dial is set correctly to the original Preparedness Radio Broadcast Classroom. Anything else is just imitation. Does it sound like I'm angry? Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm angry about pretty much everything that I see happening around. The president, I've told you before he was selected, that he was a plagiarist. He's a liar. He stole another guy's wife. Well, campaign promised that he said, we're not going to mandate vaccines. Well, guess what? Yesterday he did. So, you know, a plagiarist is a person who steals, let me say it a different way, steals someone else's work and claims it's their own. That's a lie, right? So, back in law school, Jumpin' Joe was a plagiarist, and you can look it up. I've said it many times on the air. Just type in, the president's last name, comma, plagiarist. You'll see it. And he did it when he was in law school. And what are lawyers? Lawyers are trained liars. That's what they do. They try to twist the truth, misrepresent, get their murderers off on technicalities. You know, who am I talking about? O.J. Simpson. People like Bill Cosby. Not that he murdered anybody, but he drugged and raped them. Those are crimes. And what do lawyers do? Well, they try to get them off on technicalities, or they lie, or they misrepresent. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's what happened to O.J. Simpson. We all know that he's a murderer. And here we have a liar at the big seat, the big chair. A liar. Can't believe anything he says. And so here's the question, and no one's really asked this question, so I guess I might as well ask it. It's been bothering me for a long time. So when the Japanese attacked us in December 7th, 1941, and bombed our ships at Pearl Harbor and devastated the U.S. Navy, that caused us to be in the war, World War II. About 4 days later, Germany, the Nazis, declared war on the United States, and so we were in a world war. How is the China virus different from that? It's killed a lot of people worldwide. So my question is, how come, Joe, how come we haven't responded the way we did in December of 1941, when we were attacked? This time it was biological. So the United States and other allies sign on to the Geneva Convention, and we say, we're not going to do this biological warfare stuff. It's just immoral. We're not going to do it. China didn't sign on to it. And they did it. And they unleashed the virus on the world. So what's happening is Australia's being locked down over and over and over again. The United States is being forced into vaccinations. If you work for the federal government, you will, unless you have a very, very specialized exemption, you will be vaccinated, according to Jumpin' Joe, which is a violation of the United States Constitution. Why haven't we attacked China? So, since we have not attacked China, my question for you, class, is, are you going to allow Chinese Christmas presents to be purchased with your money that you've saved from when you used to have a job before the virus? Are you going to allow your money to be used for Chinese Christmas presents for your family? Or are you going to boycott China? Now imagine if we all just said, you know what, we're not going to buy that Chinese stuff. It ends up on store shelves, and we look at it, and we call over the store manager and say, look, these are the people who killed my family. These are the people who caused the lockdowns. These are the people who destroyed the American way of life and American business. So we're not going to buy your stuff. Now if we all did that, all these stores would have all this unsold merchandise. Now who actually would pay for that? Well, that was bought on credit. And it's paid for after Christmas. So the stores would simply say, I'm not paying for it. So now who has the problem? The Chinese companies that made these products. We can shut them down just by doing that. But I bet we don't do it. Am I angry? Yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry at the men. Where are the men? Where are the men who should be protecting their daughters, their wives, their mothers, their girlfriends? Where are the men who have not risen up in righteous indignation against the Chinese who unleashed deliberately? They made this. This wasn't some freak of nature. They made this. They made a weapon of mass destruction, and it's working great. And then the governments all over the world are aiding and abetting that. Used to be when you watch television, there were good guys and bad guys, and you could tell who was who. Now television shows murder and mayhem and rape and plundering, and it's all good, right? That's what Holly Weird wants us to think. They want us to think that pedophilia and perversion is normal. It's not normal. It's sick. And if I end up being the last guy who is fighting against these parasites and perverts, well, so be it. I'm calling on my, I won't say peers. I don't think we have peers. There are other people with microphones, but they're not our peers. I'm calling on them to rise up and help wake up the people in mass. Lindley's with us today. Welcome, Lindley.
Well, good morning, Vince. I started off thinking I'm all uplifted, and I'm gonna congratulate you on your truck and all that, and then I feel so different now because I married a liar and I married a con artist, and I can tell everyone in the world here that once someone's willing to lie bold-faced to you, you got to get rid of them. They will destroy you. So I'm not, I'm in a little bit of a different mood than I was when I first called in. And then I listened to the advertisement about Hawaii, and I know a lot of people in Hawaii and the islands, and I know a lot of people who aren't vaccinated, and to think of what Joe Biden is doing to us is very upsetting, and all the more reason to leave California.
Are you saying that my monologue adjusted your mood? Is that what you're saying?
Drastically. You brought me back to reality, what life has been like here in California and what it is like. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did live in the same town that you currently live in. I did, in 1980. And I found it, I found it unusual. I found it uncomfortable. I'll tell you why. Christmas time, Easter. You know, people would say, so what are you doing for Easter? Oh, we're going to the big restaurant. We got reservations. That was so foreign to me. Because Easter was a time when you'd go to grandma and grandpa's house. You'd get a chance to see the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, you know, on both sides of the family if you were married. Same thing at Christmas. Same thing at Thanksgiving. I'm talking about, you know, the 1960s. And when I went to California, it was, you know, we got reservations to go to a restaurant. Now, I'm not talking about the whole family. I'm just talking about maybe the husband and wife or the guy and the girlfriend. I mean, it was no family was involved. And I mentioned years ago, I think, that I was on an airplane flying out to California to start this company with Bert. And I was sitting next to this gal, and she was an entrepreneur. It just happened to be that that's the way the seating was assigned. And I didn't know her before. She didn't know me. And somehow a conversation was struck up. And she said, so, okay, so you're going to be an entrepreneur going to California. I'm from California, and, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. So here's the question for you, Vincent. Would you rather die owing a lot of money or die leaving a lot of money? Of course, my response was, I'd rather not die, you know, right now. But obviously, the answer is, it's simple. I'd rather die leaving a lot of money. And she indicated that I'm never going to make it. Because the idea of a California entrepreneur is to use OPM, other people's money. And, well, if it doesn't work, didn't work. But it's not your money. So, you know, if you die in the process, you die owing a lot of money, and that's okay because it's other people's money. Who cares? That was the mindset, and it was totally foreign to me, very foreign. It just didn't set well. Have you experienced those kinds of things, like the big holidays that are family that really aren't family? Is that really the way it is for Californians, or did I just happen to meet the wrong people?
Well, I think maybe it was more specific to the people. I have a lot of family here, and we always got together for Christmas and Easter. We wouldn't necessarily go to church. It was all about the food.
Oh, okay. Well, on the East Coast, it's all about church, and then it's about the food and family.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. And I'm looking forward to your report that your daughter wrote about the adventure into the wilderness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So there's another example of a script reader, Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey the Bear, not Smokey Bear. And she said that the exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. It's the catalytic converter that gets really hot, 1,500 degrees. And that's mandated by the federal government, that you have a catalytic converter that can start one of these massive fires if you park on the grass. The federal government did this. So instead of designing engines to run cleaner, what we did was auto companies reacted to the government and said, well, let's clean up the exhaust that we have, and forget making the engines better. We'll just clean up the pollutants from the engine's exhaust. So you get worse fuel mileage, worse performance, massive fires from the catalytic converters that are cleaning up the filth in the exhaust system, and the government tells you not to park on the grass. They did it. So, Lindley, I'm looking at this report, and it's titled, it's written by your daughter, Off-Grid Report, The Life in Northern Montana. What would you like to tell us about that?
Oh, I think my daughter did a really nice job. She didn't compare as much as I was hoping for, but she got the gist of it. I think it looks like from her report that she really enjoyed Montana, actually, even though she might say otherwise. But I think that she also learned an awful lot. I don't really know what more to say.
Okay, so I'm looking at this report. I'm looking at this multi-page report, and she noticed that if you have an off-grid lifestyle, that means that electricity is something you have to provide on your own. It just you just don't. connect to the grid, and boy, life is great. And if you want water, you have to make that happen yourself. And one of the things I found fascinating was she said there's no pipe, in this report, quote, there is no pipe to the city to flush away your sewage, end quote. So this is a young girl who's less than 20 years old, who I don't think has ever been, you know, in the wilderness like this, and got a chance to experience this firsthand. She also says, quote, your water comes from either a well, pond, or other water source, and most of your food is from your land and nearby forests. Don't expect anything of modern technology to aid you, because that's what off-grid means, end quote. She also noticed that there was an absence of Wi-Fi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think she noticed that, so for the 5 days that you and your daughter spent at Rich Sheban's farm, that there was no cell service. Is that right?
That's correct. It was actually very peaceful. No one was looking down at their gadget the whole time. We had plenty of time to absorb ourselves in the environment. It was lovely.
Looking back at all this, this was about a week ago, I mentioned before you went, you know, you and Rich had conversations about the adventure, and you and I had discussions about the adventure on the telephone. And I said that this would be one of life's 10 most memorable events. How do you react to me saying that after you've been there? Did this change your life?
This completely changed my life in the sense that I have been mentally trying to visualize. I've been trying to imagine a place where I could leave California too, and this completely opened up my eyes to the possibility that there's a land nearby, not too far, not too close, and I could live there happily.
Would it cost you more or less to live there?
It would cost me way less. I would have no bad neighbors near me, which is untrue here.
Everything
would be better.
Okay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The science at the Cleveland Clinic reveals if you've had COVID-19, your immune system is just as strong against the virus as if you had the vaccine. President Biden on Thursday lectured Americans, demonized the unvaccinated, and took no questions from reporters.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Biden on the campaign trail.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
The White House in July.
One that's not the role of the federal government.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi in late April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
COVID confusion continues in America. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The last U.S. military flight out of Afghanistan after the fall of the Afghan government is described by Lieutenant Colonel Braden Coleman on Fox News.
I guess the best way to describe it is apocalyptic. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. We came down there. The thunderstorms had moved in that night, so it was raining on final. It was hard to pick up the runway. We finally did, but at the last minute, we had to go around. We came back around. We blacked out over Kabul, and we look over to the side, and it's, you know, boom, 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 ADA or AAA. It's anti-aircraft artillery that was going off. We had to turn early to come in. They had to line up a truck on the runway so we could land. We finally landed, and we got on the ground. And we were over on the civilian side, which had previously been pretty much controlled by the Taliban. And it was a different place. I had been to Kabul many times before, and it certainly didn't look the same on that final night. There was a lot more to it as far as when we taxied away to take off. You look over to the side, and there's these planes. And the best way to describe it, it's like a skeleton of a fish where the cockpit was intact. But then you see this row of seats, but the thing had been burned down. Broken wheels, the doors were open on all these airplanes. I was Jet 2, actually. It was Moose 9-2. And we took out and got out of there, and then all five of us got off the deck safely, thank goodness.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lily's with us, and we're talking about her and her daughter's adventure to Rich Sheban's farm and off-grid living in Montana. And her daughter wrote this report. Her daughter's homeschooled now. And part of homeschooling requires reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, etc. And I wanted to congratulate your daughter. The grade that I said that I would give her a grade, and the grade would be A. Grade of A. And the reason is, what writing does is it forces a person, any person, to think in more concise terms, to say it better than maybe he or she would say it, you know, orally. So, for example, in this report, there is no sentence that is like this. So off-grid living, like, you know, it's you know? There's nothing like that.
Right. No. The only thing is, she called roosters roasters.
Well, actually, at Rich's farm, they are roasters. So she's right about that. And one of the things that I found fascinating about this report, and class, so why are we talking about this report? Because this is a young person's reaction to a totally different lifestyle, the lifestyle of those of us at USA Prepares, or most of us. And I'm talking about Dr. Norm Shealy. I'm talking about Kathy, Sharon, Kyle, Rich, Gwyneth, me. Okay? This is what we do. It's how we live. And one of the things that she said was, and this information came from Rich's other half. And I'm not going to use her name. I'm not going to use Rich's other half's name. And she is a female. Okay? So the reason I'm not going to use her name is to protect her. And why do I say Mrs. Finelli rather than my wife's name? Because I don't want people calling the house and saying, yo, calling her by her first name, and then she'll think that she knows this person. So when somebody calls here and says, Mrs. Finelli, she absolutely knows that she doesn't know that person, okay? It's for our own protection, especially my wife's. So Rich's other half described to your daughter that they use 1.5 tons of feed per year to feed their livestock. So let me just kind of break this down for you, class. So when dog food used to come in 50-pound bags in the good old days before inflation, now they're lighter than 50 pounds, but when they used to come in 50-pound bags, this 1.5 tons of food, which would be 3,000 pounds, would be equivalent to 60 of those great big bags of dog food. That's how much feed these animals consume a year. 60 bags. Now, chicken feed, you know, corn, crushed corn, cracked corn, animal feed for horses. Let's say it's $10 a bag if you bought it by the bag. Times 60. You're up to a pretty significant amount of money. Now, that's without horses. Now, horses eat a lot, too. And that's hay. And hay's expensive. So, you could be talking thousands of dollars for animal feed. And that's what it costs us, thousands of dollars. So I just wanted to mention that. Any comments, Lindley?
Well, that sounds like a lot. We have chickens. I don't know how much they eat a year. I buy 50-pound bags of feed for my 4 or 6 little chickens. I probably buy 12 bags a year.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's 120.
Pretty inexpensive. They're like, I think that they're maybe $20 a bag.
California,
not very much.
That, it makes sense. In California, it would be 20. Out in Missouri, it's 10. Actually, okay. It's 9. Yeah. Okay. What did you take away from this that you'd be willing to share with the class?
Well, it reminded me of when I was young. I lived as a young person, I lived very much like, I lived in a place more rural, more mountain-like. We had deer. It was here in the same town, but I was deeper in the mountain. So it was very similar, but it was much grander. It was a much larger scale. The animals are much larger and the trees. You know, everything was just grander, and it was more peaceful, and I just felt so much more at home. I feel like where I live is becoming San Francisco, which is, you know what. So the towns here are becoming cities, and when I was in Montana, I just felt so at peace. I can't even tell you the difference. It was huge.
In 1980, I took Mrs. Finelli to a restaurant in San Francisco. It's on Fisherman's Wharf. It's called Alieto's number. I think it's called number 8, Fisherman's Wharf, Alieto's restaurant. And we sat down. We were escorted to a table, and we sat down. And the waiter had all the masculinity of Richard Simmons. And I he put the silverware down. He handled the silverware and put it on the napkin on the table. And I was so grossed out, we left. Because I'm thinking that if this guy is out front, you know, working with customers, what do they have there in the kitchen, you know? So that was my experience with San Francisco, also known as San Francisco. There's a section of this report that your daughter wrote, and it's kind of interesting. She has a section called Conclusion. Quote, experiencing living off-grid. She said for 7 days. I thought it was 5 days. Experiencing living off-grid taught me that once you decide to live off-grid, you need to be prepared for a large commitment. However, the rewards can be immense. Aside from the financial benefits, people living off-grid, off the grid, enjoy a more self-sufficient lifestyle, independent from the state.
Yep.
Independent from the state. She didn't say, in quote, okay, she didn't say independent from the system. She didn't say independent from the supply chain. She didn't say independent from the grocery store. She didn't say independent from the power company, the water company, the sewage company. She said independent from the state. I find that absolutely fascinating. So I wanted to congratulate her on her insight into what she saw during this adventure to Rich Sheban's farm, which he calls a hobby farm. I would call it a farm. Now, what he did was he moved his hobby into his lifestyle. And I did too, but I don't call ours a hobby farm. I call it a farm. Because actually, we earn income raising, and I'm going to tell it like it is, the finest beef in the world. It's, I'm not bragging. We raised some animals right against the house, right next to the studio, and the cows could look right in the window and they could scratch themselves against the side of the house. And I mean, literally, they're right. They could put their nose prints right on the studio window. And so we butchered some of these cows and turned some of it into some of the finest steaks and roasts that the world has to offer. And we also made beef jerky. And I have never had beef jerky anywhere near as tender, as tasty as what we made. And the only problem is, it costs more for us to make it than you can buy it in the store for. But that's because of how we fed the cows, how we, you know, how we run our farm. So, it, you know, if you want to use commercial fertilizer, you can pump up the grass. It's real easy. All you do is dump fertilizer and lime on the ground, and grass grows like crazy. We don't do that. We use the old tried and true method of using cow manure and cow urine and the sun. And, you know, it's a much more sustainable system that we use. But it takes more labor, takes more time. And so ultimately it costs us more. But the product is way better. So we have grass-fed beef. That's what we have. We don't give our cows growth hormones, and because it takes us longer, we have, you know, more investment in time for the animals to be on the farm. If we pump them up with antibiotics and growth hormones, we could do what the other guys do. We could get the cows in and get them out quicker and have higher turnover and more income, but we're not willing to do it. not willing to subject the animals to that. We want them to have a longer life rather than a shorter life. We want them to have a pleasant life. We want them to be happy. We want them to, you know, run around free on the farm, and you know, we show them where to go, and they know which paddocks, you know, we call them. We say, come on, and they come running. And, you know, one of these days, maybe I'll take a recorder out, and when the cows are in the woods, they know that I say two things to them. I say, hi, girls, and then they all start mooing. And they know that that just means I'm there. But when I say, come on, that means, okay, we got to get moving. We're going to get new grass right now, so they all start running. So there's a difference between hi, girls, and come on. That's what the farm life is like. And my son took a video of him calling the cows, and you can't see a single cow. It's a shot of from the pasture to the woods, and you don't see any cows. And he calls them, and they come running out of the woods. I mean, like within 2 seconds. It's the neatest thing. That's the kind of thing that YouTube would say, boy, isn't that cool? That's what life is like here. And so have you considered this kind of lifestyle? Is it something that maybe appeals to you, or is it too hard to do? Meaning the transition.
I am more than willing and ready to leave this whole crazy California lifestyle for Montana, Idaho, someplace that is more like Rich's place. However, at the same time, I'm at this point and by myself not willing to take on what Rich does, because Rich is rich. And Rich is stronger than me and bigger than me, and he can do more things than I can at this time. But, yes, I'm willing to make the move, just not quite as off-grid as Rich goes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what we're saying, class, is if you're interested in joining Lindley, send your picture with your resume to the address on the bottom of your radio with a self-addressed stamp envelope so it can be returned to you if you don't make the cut. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Why? Thank God you're. Take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Lindley, our boys live at the farm, and neither one of them has ever been married. And, you know, one's about 30, one's a couple years older than that. And I'm not sure if there's a future Mrs. Fennelly in sight for either of these boys, because it's very difficult for them to meet people under these China virus conditions. The girls aren't going out, the guys aren't going out, nobody goes to the movies, you know, etc. And, you know, all the ways that guys would meet girls and girls would meet guys are pretty much shut down, at least for the most part. And so in the past I've said, so, you know, if you have a daughter who is unbranded, who is kind, considerate, hardworking, honest, who is not a felon or drug user, you know, send her picture with her resume to the name and address on the bottom of your radio. so that's where that came from. And that's, you know, how does a person meet, you know, the future, you know, spouse in today's environment is very, very difficult. So my question for you is, since you've experienced the off-grid lifestyle, are there things that you think that you might need to buy if you were to move to, you know, buy a farm and move to an off-grid lifestyle where you have enough electricity to do the kind of things that you want to do, that you generate yourself? Are the things that you didn't think about buying before that you think you'd have to get for that new lifestyle?
A truck. I need a big truck. I love trucks.
Okay. So you're talking about an American truck?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and they're really expensive. A new truck is like out of sight expensive, and I don't think a person should buy one. The reason is we work on them here. We have an automotive shop, and we work on these newer vehicles, and I hate them. I mean, they are designed to fail, and they let their owners down all the time. I mean, it's great for business, but it's awful having to fix the, you know, a 20. I mentioned yesterday it was a $22 part that failed, a crankshaft position sensor, and it caused the truck, the pickup truck, to have to be towed in, which is like a $150 job. It was a 3-hour job going and getting and bringing back this truck because a $22 part failed on the engine. The only thing this truck would do is idle. It wouldn't go any faster than that. So it was a real serious problem. It was far away. So a newer truck is not the right answer in my world. But
no,
our son and I
do not want a new truck. I want an old truck because I'll tell you, Vince, those new cars that they have built, that they're building now, they self-drive. And when I'm driving, I want control of my car. And when I rent a car now and it's new, it starts steering me in a different direction. And it's very scary, and I feel that Xi Jinping is one day going to press a button and tell my car to go off the cliff. So I want an old truck.
Well, we bought one about a week ago. We bought a new truck here, and it's a 1999 Dodge four-wheel drive, 318 cubic inch engine. It's in really, really nice shape in terms of, you know, the exterior. The running gear seems to be fine. We're, you know, going through it very carefully to make sure it's perfect. And we're going to fix whatever needs to be done. But the previous owner made a bunch of mistakes getting things wrong. So we're redoing that. But it was $800, $800. So literally, it has four wheels, steering wheel, seats, glass, you know, doors, engine, transfer case, four-wheel drive. It's all there for $800. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I'm thinking that I'm willing to sell my 2004 Chevy pickup truck and keep this one in the family because it's more heavy duty. It can do more. So you're absolutely right. And trucks are more crash worthy than cars, generally speaking. And what you're talking about is the other people on the road have these self-driving cars, and they've got their feet on the dash, and I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, Elon Musk is going to kill us, you know, with his technologies.
Yeah.
And the GDP think it's great. Okay, so you're going to get a truck. Anything else?
Wouldn't you agree that an older truck is easier to work on? I think that's what you're saying, right? It's very difficult with the computers and stuff.
I am absolutely saying that. An older truck is easier to work on. And Rich, yeah. Rich, your host, has asked me over the years many times, on and off the air. So, Vinny, you know, how much would you pay for, you know, a new truck, trade yours in? And I would say, there's no amount. There's no amount that I would pay for a new truck. If it were free, I wouldn't want it. If it were free, I wouldn't want it. Because I know it's going to let me down. And I don't want that.
Yep.
Lindley, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you on next Friday. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You too.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.